The UCB word for today focuses on Acts chapter 4 and verse 31. When they had prayed, the place was shaken. Are you in an intimidating situation? If so, notice four things the disciples did when they felt threatened by the religious authorities of their day. First, they brought God into the picture. Verse 29 says, "Lord, behold their threatenings." Have you talked to the Lord about it? If it's not big enough to be a prayer, it's too small to be a burden. God should be the first person you discuss it with, not the last. Prayer is the door through which he enters your situation, so be sure you invite him in. Secondly, they prayed for greater faith. "Grant thy servants boldness," it says in verse 29. It's unrealistic to think all your questions will be answered and all your fears will disappear. Faith and fear will always be at work in your life. To be an overcomer, you must learn to starve your fear and feed your faith on God's word. Have a look at Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. Thirdly, they expected God to intervene. Acts 4 verse 30 says, "Stretch out your hand." Don't just sit in the seat of do nothing and expect God to move. Go on the offensive. When the disciples were in the storm, the Bible says, about 4 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came to them walking on the water. Jesus works the night shift. He's available any time you call. Fourthly, they were filled with the Holy Spirit. When they had prayed, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. There's the key. They were strengthened and energized by God's power. You can be too. And that's the word for today on UCB.